Dear people who keep company with God, the evening of November 14th, 1981 was one of the best moments of my life and one of the worst moments of my life. On that day, my daughter, Rebecca Grace, was born, and on that day, my daughter, Hannah Joy, arrived into this world dead. It was tragedy and triumph, sorrow and joy, all rolled into one huge, inseparable ball and thrown into our lives. I will never forget holding Hannah's lifeless body while praying and hoping that Grace would somehow be born alive. Death and hope are very strange companions. By the grace of God, she was born alive, and that is why we chose to call her by her middle name, Grace, instead of Rebecca. After both babies were born, the doctor gave Becky anesthesia in order to remove the placenta. While Becky was going under the influence of the drugs, she heard Grace crying in the background, and she said she felt like she was going down into a well. In that moment, Becky heard the enemy's voice tell her three things: that God was not good and incapable of keeping her baby alive, that God was powerless and only He had power, and that God was not truly God, but He was. Becky considered what was spoken to her, but decided she didn't care about any of that. She was going to love God with all her heart and follow Him fully. The months ahead were some of the most trying times in our life, but also some of the most treasured times of our life. One of the treasures was a dear friend who cross-stitched these scriptures and gave them to us. Psalm 16:11. In your presence is fullness of joy. 2 Corinthians 12:9. My grace is sufficient for you. Those two scriptures brought much comfort and healing to us. In that time of sorrow and hope, we knew Hannah Joy was more alive than any person on this planet, and Grace was enough for us. We accepted this with no bitterness or resentment toward God. Grace really has been more than enough. One of the meanings of Rebecca is captivating. Her life has been marked by a captivating grace. If we will allow Him, God will take the pain we go through and give us a special gift. He is a redeemer. We lost the pleasure of raising and knowing Hannah Joy in this life, but received a very special gift of grace from God. We have never been the same since this time of testing and sorrow. What God did in our lives and gave us during this time has become an integral part in all that God has called us to be and do. 1 Peter 4:10. As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. We are thankful for the gift of family, friends, the body of Christ, and being a part of His kingdom come to this earth. We are also thankful for this special gift of grace, loving God's presence above all things. This came at a high cost, but He really is worth it all. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.